Disclaimer, everything said is just a joke meant for entertainment. Nothing is to be taken seriously. Enjoy.
Welcome back to another round of Roundtable Talks with the normal hosts. You got Nolan, Leo, Alec, and myself, Gids. Another long night for the boys. I mean, we're starting this one at 12 o'clock at night. I mean, it was a two-hour drive to get Nolan. These drives are getting long. I know.
But it's crazy, though, because every time you guys come to get me, like, something happens, like, on our way back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this time we saw there was, like, a roadblock going on, and we didn't know what it was, so we pulled off to the side, and we, like, came up next to it, and then there was this car. It looked like it was on fire or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They had, like, washed, like, the entire car off.
Yeah. We actually saw a video. Yeah, we actually saw a video before, right? Yeah. Like, 20 minutes before. The car was full on fire, like, the whole
engine. There's, like, three fire trucks there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and at first we thought it was just that one single car because we couldn't see the other car. But it's just weird how when we're going to get you, it's like a perfect drive, no red lights and everything. Every time. I swear we get red light after red light, and then something happens.
On the way back, we had Leo getting in trouble with his mom on the way back. It's just some bad
good
karma
luck,
going.
But like it always makes a good tell. So I guess whatever. Speaking of which, like the whole thing, it's like not just this area either. It's like the entire country just slowly declining.
Yeah.
Well, with the elections coming up and everything, and like the fate of like, or like the future of our country kind of like in the air.
Yeah, you saw who Joe Biden picked. He picked that like super liberal.
The Carmelo lady.
I don't know how he could do that after she said.
Like he's a bigot racist or something.
Yeah, big racist. And then she just goes, he's going to change our country for the best.
Yeah, unite everyone together. Just goes to show like how like being political isn't really a good thing, because shows like it's forwarding your own agenda.
Oh,
it's kind of funny too, speaking of Joe Biden.
Well, if you think about it, it's like Kamala Harris might just become the president, because hear Joe Biden,
he's not
like,
there at all.
He doesn't make any sense. Like he really has like what is it? Things start with a D.
What blunders?
Dementia.
Dementia.
Yeah.
This
man can barely even go through a speech without like forgetting what he was saying. Like you can tell when he like speaking, he stops, stares,
his eyes get all.
I feel like he forgets like why he's even there. He like looks down, the paper says, "Joe, you are at a place." And he's like, "Oh, that's right. Where was I at?"
We actually put together some of the funniest blunders that he's made, so we're just going to react to some of them. So here's the first one.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the
Me Too movement.
Wait, what?
Man literally tries to say the Constitution. He gives up after three words.
Just get it out.
Yeah, it's just classic. Like his train of thought, just like it's going. Completely cuts off, and just gives up.
When you start something, you're just like, I have no idea how to finish it. Someone needs to back me up here.
Obviously, that's like the end of his like speech area. He's like, he's just coming up with shit. Just spinning it out.
The thing is, he's like 79. I think Trump's like 77. But like the difference in how they speak and stuff is so
different. You can tell that Trump is
much
like,
more composed.
He's actually
much more composed and healthy.
Yeah. Like no matter what you think about Trump, like we're not trying to taking sides, but like. You have to agree that Trump at least like knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Biden's literally just like a puppet, literally.
He definitely is.
All right, here's the next clip.
Cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America.
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. And so we have to just change the culture, period. And keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. Right? Poor choice of words.
Even the announcer said it's a poor choice of words. Like he's really just like the first thing he thinks of, like rape
the
guy.
The way
punch it.
The way to fight back against domestic abuse is just a punch.
Did you hear how he talked about it? Like he sounded like a robot.
Oh yeah, if you hear him like trying to say it, he keeps like.
Well, you know all the, you know everything he has to say is just written down.
Written down. None of it's actually, or it might be his own opinion, but he tells it to somebody else and they write it for him.
So it's
politically correct.
I don't even think.
Because you can tell like when he says something, it's more memorized and less like, and that's why he keeps forgetting it.
Yeah, and also like I feel like they write it down, but he still like forgets it and still looks at it, but also forgets where he's at. So
what did it even mean?
Yeah, so there's like 2 minutes of him just staring at his paper and like wait. All right, I remember where I was now.
Yeah, I saw a video of like when he was like telling like Kamala Harris that she was gonna be the vice president. And like he has like literally a note about why he's supposed to pick her and stuff. Like he literally doesn't even have like a real opinion on her. It's just like what he's supposed to say.
Like,
she's good for the minority community. Like he doesn't even care. It's just
listing off like different things like minority, female, like first, like just trying to get all the boxes checked.
Oh, definitely.
All right, well here's the next one.
Oil
that's my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is my... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
Just getting all those mixed up.
For people who can't see it, there's a video where he has his wife on one side and his sister on the other. He goes, he literally goes to hug his wife, but it's his sister. She's like, no, Joe, I'm your sister, not your wife.
No, but also if you listen at it again, it says my wife, Joe.
Oh, really?
I swear, play it again, and you can hear my wife, Joe.
All right, let's see.
It's my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband.
I'm Joe's husband. But he says it like, I'm Joe's husband. Literally, he's living four lives at this point.
He doesn't know who he is at this point.
His whole personal life is just completely
confused. I'm Joe's husband.
With this whole campaign on top, the stress on his brain is just so heavy that he can't even.
I honestly feel like it's not even him controlling it. Oh. It's just like they just throw him out there and say, okay, just say this stuff.
Yeah. A very big figurehead at this point. Much is actually from him.
The last two about Biden. I mean, there's so many, but the thing is, there's also a bunch about Trump too. It's funny because he's the nominee. So everyone's heard the Trump ones. Here's someone's maybe not everyone's heard.
Bring this party together, who'll run a progressive, positive campaign and turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
Okay, so he goes from saying
he's reading the speech and everything. Yeah, he's flowing. He gets that one stutter and just completely goes off course. We cannot win this reelection.
It's just to show how fragile it is.
We cannot we are only going to be able to reelect.
It's like he's
Donald
holding
Trump.
Glass and like the instant he like rips too hard just shatters.
It's like a rapper, but like they start stuttering during the middle of their rap and then they just completely lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's in front of so many people.
All right, well, here's the last one that we have. This one, I think, is the weirdest one for sure. Yeah. This one, like, kind of makes you uncomfortable to listen to. But he did actually say this.
Yeah, throw it up there.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. What? And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh my gosh. He just compared kids to roaches.
No. It's literally like someone with dementia trying to explain something. He's first talking about his leg hairs, like turning blonde in the sun.
Which, why is that in his presidential like campaign?
Yeah. Everyone's laughing. Like, it's completely normal. And then he talks about being in the pool. Then some kid being like infatuated with his leg hairs.
And then like roaches.
And then I learned about roaches.
Yeah, he's
kids sitting on his lap.
Like, I just love kids sitting
the
on his
lap. The man is just all over the place.
It's like, that could be innocent, but it's just, you can't say that.
You can't come back from that.
You can't come back. Because like, from infatuated with my leg hairs to, I love when kids just sit on my lap. I just love it. It's like with the whole thing. Isn't he the guy who, like, when he goes for photos, he, like, gets really, like, on them?
Yeah, he's, like, he always likes to kiss, like everybody. Like, kisses his granddaughter. Like, it's just really, like, weird.
On
the lips. Or, like, 15 years old. Like, it's really weird. This is somebody I come
from. Brady?
Yeah, Brady does the same thing to his
kids. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady does, but it's really obvious, too. It's not, like, a little quick thing. It's, like, a...
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady on the Bucks though.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Because I mean, he's our local team. Is the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they've always been trash.
Yeah. They haven't been good since a while back.
Since I was born, they haven't been.
They have good players. It's just like
they just never utilize
it. It's literally like us.
Yeah. We have good talent. It's just never used utilized.
So they have Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. Yeah. They have a really good running back. Who's the running back they got?
I totally forgot his name.
They got Mike Evans.
Is a wide receiver. Mike Evans. They have like a really good defense already.
They have Godwin.
Yeah. But yeah, is it McCoy or something? Is that
No. McCoy was their D lineman who got traded to the Panthers. This offseason, I was like the most trading I've seen.
Oh yeah,
from Tom Brady came to the Bucks, and then Jameis went to the Saints, and then Bridgewater went to the Panthers, and Cam went to the Patriots.
Yeah, a bunch of quarterbacks just switching all their spots.
It's crazy how long Winston has been there. And no one realized how blind the man was.
Yeah.
Didn't
he lead at one point?
Interceptions every single season. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a single season.
It's like no matter how good you do on the other side of that, if you lead in something like that as a quarterback, You can't come back.
Yeah, I think he had the most defensive touchdown.
Yeah, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, he literally gave more touchdowns to the other team than he did to their own team.
Oh, no, it's like, that's the whole season. And it's funny because he got, like, eye surgery or whatever. And there I think there's a video of him saying, wow, I can actually read, like, license plates now. And I'm like,
how do you not see that? Like, that's, like,
how do you not get, like, tested for that?
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, even in college, like, you play well in college, but then, like, you're blind. Like, literally blurry blind.
Which makes no sense. I don't know how he did what he did in college. Because he was amazing.
Yeah, he brought him to 2 or 3 championships.
No, he brought him to one.
But like and they were like top like 10 for like the whole time.
Well, he brought him to one, and then the second year was his whole scandal of like the lobsters
That was so weird. I never even like understood like what actually happened with it.
Oh, what happened was that he went to Publix, wanted lobsters.
Shout out Publix.
Decided to steal the lobsters, caught him, but then they let him go.
Because he was famous.
Because it was in Tallahassee and they all loved him and stuff. Yeah. And then he went back for the butter. He tried to steal the butter.
He has money. If you're like a top like ranked scout or like something like that in like football, like why are you stealing butter and crab legs? Like they're good, but like
freaking butter.
Cash.
It wasn't crab. It was lobster.
It was lobster. Even better. Like,
exactly.
And all that.
And
like,
so
why?
Oh, and then that wasn't even like the icing on the cake. The icing on the cake was when he stood up, and on like Florida State's campus on like a bench. And said like "f you" to like everyone and all. I like screamed it. And that's
one of those like you become so famous so quick
you don't
can't
care.
Deal with it.
Yeah, he went really downhill. But you know, I feel like that there's so many like the best college football players like quarterbacks tend to not be that good.
Like Manziel,
Tom Brady,
Manziel
going from amazing to zoom.
Manziel, Winston.
Yeah, it seems like all the late. Well, because what I think is that like. Everyone expects so much from them, and they can't fulfill what they.
Hype is way higher than they are, and that creates such a big gap that they either feel bad or everyone around them doesn't give them like the time, like the patience to actually develop into that hype.
Because if you look at it, like all like the late round QBs have been like phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like Brady went sixth round,
like Brady,
230 pick.
Yeah, terrible, and then just slowly built his way up.
Oh, Rodgers was like sixth round. Breeze, I think, was like third or fourth.
And then Ben
was really late too.
Yeah, no, Ben was 17th. Ben was the 17th. I think 17th.
But he also was on the bench for like 4 years before he ever even started.
Which he gets hurt a lot.
Oh yeah. Well, this is probably his last year.
He's been in there for quite a minute.
I really don't know how long Brady's gonna be in there for because Brady's been there for.
Oh, I know.
He's got a 2-year contract, so I think. Depending on how these 2 years go, I think if he does well, he keeps playing after these 2 years.
I feel like this first year is definitely still going to be solid for him.
Oh, yeah.
First year is definitely still solid.
I think
he left solid.
I think if they play good these 2 years, he keeps going. If they don't, then he probably will just end it.
What I understand is like he was doing so good up in like New England, and didn't before he say he was coming to the Bucks, he said he was going to quit football?
Yeah, I remember that being a huge thing. No one could tell.
Well, I think he's just trying to prove that he's the best quarterback of all time.
Without Belichick?
Without Belichick.
And all the people he had. Around him.
Yeah, true,
everyone would say like
he's
okay,
his
but
mind.
He's got such a good team around him. That's why anybody can be the quarterback.
That's true.
So I think that's why he
like
chose
going
the
to the Bucks, which is like a lower tier team.
Yeah. If he brings them somewhere, it really shows that he is the best.
Like
and I do.
Point.
He has won so much that he really is.
Yeah.
But,
and what would be pretty cool this year is that because this year the Super Bowl is going to be at the Bucks. And no team. Has won at their own stadium of a Super Bowl.
That would
so
be pretty cool.
This could
really?
Be here. Yeah.
Like ever?
Ever.
Like ever. No.
How?
It's just the timing in a team thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Those tickets to the Super Bowl are probably super expensive.
Oh, no. It's already expensive now for just a regular season because they used to be like $15, like $30.
But then Brady went there.
Now they're like $150, $200.
Oh, yeah.
So
see, when I
people actually care.
You know, we wanted to go to Rolling Loud earlier this summer before COVID. I mean, I thought it's like $300 for a ticket and. I was just going to be, like, the most I've ever spent personally on a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was for at least, like, 2 or 3 days. And that would have been so much fun because we had such a cool idea.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go up or go down with your mom to Miami.
Yeah. Rent an Airbnb.
Get an Airbnb.
Like
2 days.
Yeah.
Two days. We'll see literally every
It was 150
musician.
Artists.
Uzi.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Host. Name anybody.
Literally, like, yeah.
Juice would have been there, too.
Juice would have been there. Pop would have been there, too.
Goodness,
but
Juice was on that lineup.
He was.
That's crazy.
Because I remember talking to Lucas.
Travis.
Oh, we are going to Yeah, we're gonna go to Rolling Loud with this other kid that we know from Braden River, and the big reason we wanted to go there is because we were huge fans of Juice.
Oh, yeah. If you're a guy and you're not a fan of Juice, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
because I feel like when Juice was here, he fit into every guy. Like no matter what we were going through, he fit to everyone.
The high vibes.
Oh yeah.
Like the sad boy vibes. Even the hard trap bandits.
The hype was there for Juice because he lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
And what's really scary is that everything in his songs that he sang about him dying before 21 by drugs and all that, it all came true.
Because it was kind of the whole he accepted happening, which was the sad part.
Oh yeah. And everyone, I still remember that day. It was the day of school. And someone said, hey, Juice died or something. I go, there's no freaking way. So I looked up in the study hall and it was all over the news. I'm like, there's no freaking way.
Same thing with Kobe, same thing with X. All that news comes the day after and you just can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's a prank or something. A lot of people do that.
Kobe stuff.
Those deaths also just make you think back to stuff. I'm sure all of us have had near death experiences because we were talking about it earlier. This is a story I haven't really showed to that many people. But when I was a kid, I used to live kind of in the ghetto because my parents kind of did some missionary work and stuff. So they wanted obviously they weren't making much money doing it. So we lived in the ghetto. And one time when I was just I don't even know how old exactly I was still in the crib at this point, but there was a kind of race war outside of our house where this Mexican guy was talking bad about this Haitian guy's sister.
Oh yeah, which you
so the
do.
Haitian got mad, hit him with a brick. Mexican guy came back to his house, took out a gun and tried to shoot the Haitian, missed, and it went through my bedroom through the plaster or whatever.
Jesus.
So there was a bullet hole in my bedroom. That's as crazy. a baby in a cradle.
That's nuts.
Which is insane to think. It's as a baby, if you get hit, you're...
As a baby, you get hit,
I don't know how close it was. I don't know if it was 10 feet
away
or
1 feet
away. But,
your bedroom is still way too close.
But, it's just crazy that those kind of, experiences happen to everybody. And I know Leo, you can just talk about that.
Yeah, when I was 5, I guess all my life I've been kind of stupid. But I guess as a young child, I was, stupid and, I guess addicted at some point. But, one day my parents find me, near, the medicine cupboard, just... passed out on the floor and they find a bottle of medicine completely empty, a full, I don't know, it looks like a fifth, but it's huge. I drank the whole thing and I ended up needing to be taken to the hospital and they had to pump my stomach to get all the medicine out because if they had waited another 5 or 10 minutes, I would have died from an overdose. Jeez. My dad literally was in the operating room forcing charcoal down my throat so it would neutralize the medicine in my stomach because it's really easy to overdose on that, especially if you're 5 years old. You're not used to any of that at all. And I still don't even know how I got the child lock off of that, but I must have been fiending or something. I don't know why. I had to climb a cupboard to get it, open it up, find something that was poisonous in there. I couldn't find some Pepto or something. I had to find cough syrup or something and just drink the whole thing and then just...
I don't know how you drank the whole thing.
Oh, you drank medicine? It wasn't pills?
No. I opened something up. I guess it was new because it was full. Down the whole thing. And I guess after 5 or 6 minutes, I was completely unconscious on the ground. On my stomach. And my parents just found me. And I can't.
What do you even think? Being that little, young and having no idea. What do you think when you're feeling it?
I must have been thirsty or something and thought it looked like drink. But I don't know why I didn't go to the fridge.
But still as a kid,
Yeah.
I wasn't smart enough to do that, and on top of that, cough medicine was disgusting.
I must have been stupid thirsty. I had something similar to that.
After you drink it, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we all have those stories. When I was a kid, this was even before I was born. I was still in the egg sack and whatever, and I was sitting on my, I was sitting on my mom's liver, and so they needed a surgery to take out her liver because she was dying from it. And they literally took me out, still in the egg sac, and had to hold it as they surgically took out her liver and put me back in. And if one thing went wrong with my mom, I would have died and she would have died.
It would have been over right there. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Life is so long but short at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Your life is so fragile, yet humans are so adaptive. We've all had near-death experiences. I don't know about you. Have you had any childhood near-deaths?
No, the closest thing I probably would have had is just when I was younger, I had a lot of trouble breathing, I guess. I don't know if it ever came close to like death, but I've been, I had to go to the hospital so many times growing up. Like it would be almost every night, I think.
Wow.
Like it's insane how close like that is to like you are to dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just, it phases you, but like not really at the same time. You would think that like after that you would be like so nervous, but it's so, it's like amazing how quickly humans can forget something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like something will happen and you'll be like worried about it for like a week and you just go back to your normal
life. Yeah. It's kind of like car accidents or something like that. Like you get in a car accident and then a couple weeks goes by and you drive by that spot and then like you kind of just, you don't just feel weird. Yeah. Like you know that it happened, but you don't feel weird going by it
anymore. The same time, that's a good thing though, because like people do so many things and so many things happen to people that like traumatize you or could kill you.
Oh, yeah.
And like if you remembered everything at the same like intensity that it happened at you, you wouldn't be able to live like properly as a person.
You'd always be scared.
So in the same time, like the human like mind's ability to forget or move on from things is like really good.
Yeah, it's like there's some people that are so scared to like leave their house because they're scared of everything that's in the world.
Oh yeah.
And like me knowing that, like I could not live like that. I could not live like in my house.
Like clustered up like a, I don't know, like a hermit or something, just stuck.
Yeah. Just stuck in like in like a cage kind of.
Well, you got stuck in Japan, didn't you?
Yeah, it's kind of a reverse thing. I left the country. Yeah, basically when I was younger, maybe it might have been around the time
of 8 or 9, right?
Yeah, 8 or 9. I was in like
kindergarten. I remember it was elementary. Kindergarten, I remember first it grade, happened.
Yeah. So I was kindergarten because I got held back to redo kindergarten. But whatever age I am at kindergarten, my mom, my brother, who's like still something months old, like a year old or something, and me went over to Japan because my mom's like half Japanese to go see my grandparents and that side of my family. And when like our whole trip was over, because we spent about a month over there, we tried to come back, and when we were in the airport with our plane tickets and everything, we got stopped at the gate, and they told us that, like, my mom's green card and I think her passport, too, was expired or non-valid.
Jeez.
So basically what had happened was when my mom had came over the first time, I think she came over on, like, a...
Came to the U.S.?
I think it was the second time.
Came to Japan.
Came to the U.S. The second time she came over, when she was a lot older with my dad. She came over like, and they got married real quickly in Hawaii, I think it was. And before you can get married, you have to get a marriage license, like a green card, to stay in the country. And my mom was really like, was it rushing to get it? Because she wanted to get married quickly and stay. Yeah,
she wanted to stay.
And so the agency that they went through, was they kept asking like, can we get our license? Can we get a license? And the agency finally said like, it's fine. You don't need it right now. We'll get it to you sometime soon. And I guess, even as an adult, like you forget something as pivotal as that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they never got around to it or got it finalized. So finally, like 5 or 6 years later or 8 years later when I'm born and I'm like older, it comes back and like we're not allowed back in the country.
So how far did you make it? Did you make it past like customs?
Or we made it past customs.
You were literally waiting for the flight.
We were waiting on a flight at the gate, and I guess they got the news or they had ran it through the system.
So like the security people came to you.
Yeah, we were actually brought out and put like for like people who like they trigger the alarm or like TSA or something, and they get pulled back.
For like secondary,
they get put like into a room for like training. But instead of like being checked, we were briefed and they told us like the situation. And it was basically like you don't have a green card that's valid to come back to the country.
So it was your mom couldn't come back, or you?
My mom couldn't come back.
They could have came back because they're American.
We
could have
came back, but I'm 8 years old and my brother is like
half a year old,
and there's no way like my ass can do that.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been slightly different than that because the three of us were stuck in Japan for roughly 8 months. And in that time period, my dad came over twice. So I think it did have something to do with like me and my brother.
Yeah, because you were thinking they would
back. I think it's because at the time we were, even now, I'm still a dual citizen. So I'm a citizen of Japan and of America. And that makes me ineligible to come back. But like I spent 8 months in Japan, like lived the whole lifestyle there, even went to school there. Like as a
That's
kid,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever think that you were gonna? You always knew you were coming back, or did you at one point?
At 3 months, and I think we were actually my parents were making plans to like have my dad move over into Japan because it would have been easier, like all that, and then like move all the work over, like move all our stuff over and sell it, like just restart completely.
That's insane.
Which is like you hear that and you're like, okay, like if it's for your family, like yeah, restart like a new life in a different country.
That's,
but
so hard.
Like,
so hard,
the leaps and bounds you have to make to do that, like you have to switch languages, you have to like completely new professions. Cause like even something as simple as like working a gas station here and working a gas station up there,
culture's different.
Like culturally, these completely different rule sets and all that are completely different. So it's like, it was such a, like a make or break situation. Like if we had made one wrong decision, it could have been like family broken up, or like we would be stuck back there and I would be 18 back then. I wouldn't have got to like growing up with any of y'all, which would have been pretty wild.
I couldn't imagine like a life without Leo, because Leo's, I've known Leo since third grade.
Yeah, like this was before that even, so I wouldn't have had any of the bucks or anything, none of that.
Yeah, I would just be a cat.
So your dad wrote a book about it. Was that while you were gone or after you
got back? I think that was while we were gone. Yeah, a big like turning point for that was he wrote the book, had it like published. I think he might have had it published after we came back, but he had it like written in like the manuscript and all that, like set up, and he had it either sent to or like mailed to like different politicians. Like I think who's the Florida representative?
Probably be different now. Or was it the same?
Might have been the same.
Is it Buchanan? Is that one of them?
No, it's someone different then. But like he sent it to like Florida officials, like government officials, and it was basically like after like the first 3 months, it became like a 5-month battle with like the U.S. government, like to let us back in, because we were lied. My parents were lied to from this like agency that
verified. Was it officially a government agency, or was it like a private company that was trying to do it for you?
I think it was an official agency, because like that's the only way that it could like pertain to the government.
Yeah,
and being lied to from the government doesn't look good for the government. So big battle over that. My dad did like a bunch of public speakings and all that, wrote the book, and then finally we got like the rite of passage to come back like to America and all that. So
I'm sure that was a insane moment to know, like, you come back home.
And aren't they like, aren't you like making like a script about for like a movie? Like a
right now. Yeah. A few years ago, my dad met a script writer on a plane. I don't know where, probably on a business trip. And like, he was talking with him and he showed him his book and all that. And they started to talk over like the phone and all that. And they actually right now, I think they have about 100 pages made of a script in which like the story is being told, of course, and I can't play the main character because like that's an 8-year-old. I can't do that. But like I might make a cameo. The whole family might make a cameo.
So you might be in a movie.
I might be in a movie. It won't be big, of course. It'll be like, I don't know if it'd be indie, but like it won't be like a AAA or nothing. But I might be like working like in the background or something. You might see my face for a second up there.
That's crazy.
Just my crazy ass in the back.
I mean, I guess you're getting something out of it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Now the video, there's an Instagram video of Leo.
Oh, this video.
Leo is viral on Instagram. He has a video with 27 million?
27.9, 28.
28 million views on Instagram. So that's you with a monkey. Now, was that during that same trip in Japan?
No. This was much later. I think this was like maybe 2 years ago, like during the summer. Oh, so like 2-3 years ago maybe. Well, I was in Japan, and one of like the attractions we go to regularly is like this like, what is it?
Zoo?
Not really a zoo. It's more like a not a reservation, but like a park, like kind of a government like funded park.
Mm-hmm.
And you go like through like this mountain pass, and then you get to like the park area. And every day at like, I don't know, like from 6 a.m. to like 8 p.m, there are like these hot springs that are just like set up, like natural hot springs. And you're like at the base of like all these mountains, and all these little like macaw, I think they're called monkeys, like come down and they like interact and all that. And they go through and they fight and run, and they go in the hot springs and like sit in there and all that. And you know, you want to get close to them because they look interesting, but they tell you like, don't get close, don't try and touch them, especially don't get close to babies, don't make any eye contact, because that's like signs of aggression. So of course I forget this for like a brief moment, and I get like, I don't know, about a foot away from one, and I get really close because like my mom's trying to take a photo. Luckily she was taking a video, so she get the whole thing. But like, and I make a brief second of eye contact, and this boy just grabs my shoulder and starts biting. And
the monkey did.
The monkey did. Yeah, the small monkey. It's like, the monkey is about 3.5 feet tall. It's small.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you don't know how like startling slash like not terrifying, but like it just got to me when it bit me, because I'm not only thinking about like the monkey biting me, which wouldn't hurt that much, but also like those things can have a lot of diseases and rabies. So like hitting that thing would get me like seriously fucked.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then, no, it wasn't on America's
Funniest Videos. We sent it into AFTV, America's Funniest Home Videos, and they put it up, and like for like a month straight, every day we get a million more views, until like total like 28 million. So that's that was crazy. that was my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, Leo's Instagram famous. Mm-hmm. But you know, when else listened to this, it's got more.
Oh yeah. No, the stupid thing is though, they didn't shout me out in their.
And they didn't get you that tag.
They didn't give me that tag. I bet if I got that tag, I have like 10,000.
You want to tag your Instagram on here, Leo?
Nah, not this Instagram. This is like the one before I deleted that one, but this one's like my junk one. Yeah.
How many Instagrams have you gone through?
Just two. Wait, no, three. I have phases where like I get one, I'll be like super social and happy, then I'll be like, I don't need this. Delete. Oh, I got social again. Bring it back. Delete it. So I'm still on the high of this one. So we'll see how long this one lasts for.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, this is the end of another round of Roundtable Talks. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. We want to give a shout out to our boy Giuseppe. Yeah. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday to that boy. A good listener right there.
Yeah, and he's always been following. Man, watched our first video. It was like 2 a.m. when it came out. So yeah. Shout out to him for following that. Have a good 16th birthday, I believe. So. Yes. Enjoy it, and if you like this video, follow it on share Spotify. It. Share it.
Yeah,
share to your it. Friends. It's you know,
like
just the voice.
Comment, give negative or positive feedback, all that.
Yeah, we just like it. It's fun. It's a hobby, and we enjoy it. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you at the next episode, probably 3 days from when this one releases. So we'll see you then.
See you.